It is our great joy to greet you in the holy name of Jesus Christ. A little later in the program, we will hear the first of two archived sermons by Brother Julius Hovan. These were presented years ago. They are both about the abundant life that Jesus offers. You are listening to the Words of Life program. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers sponsor this program with their donations and prayers so that the gospel message can be shared. Please, as you have opportunity, pray with me. Holy Father, we humble ourselves before you in recognition that you are the source of all life. We know that eternal life is given to us only through Jesus, who was the first fruits of the great resurrection. Help us to have a greater understanding of this great blessing as we listen to this week's sermon. Lord, we ask that you will bless all who are upholding your word and with the protection and proficiency so that the gospel will be shared. We also desire your blessing of healing upon each one of our listeners who is facing an illness or other difficulties. Most importantly, we ask that we will be anxiously looking forward to the promised return of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for hearing us. In the name of Jesus, amen. We will now hear Brother Julius Hovan, who will present the first of two archived sermons about the abundant life that Jesus offers.
What a blessing it is to come aboard this radio program that speaks to us of words of life. All of us believe that life is a precious gift, and I would like to talk to you today about the life that is offered by our wonderful Lord Jesus, as recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, beginning with verse 7. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, therefore I say unto them again, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep, and all that come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and go out, and shall find pasture. The thief comes not but to kill and steal and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd, who lays down his life for the sheep. He that is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, he beholds the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and does not care for the sheep. I myself am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." The good news that is provided here from the mouth of the Son of God that we know as Jesus Christ is that there is life available from one who is the lover of our very souls. I would like to center our attention today on the 10th verse of this passage. Let me read it again. Jesus says this, "The thief comes not but that he may steal and kill and destroy." Now we are familiar with thieves. We are familiar with crooks. We know what their desire is, and so we need not dwell on that. But Jesus said, "I came," that is, he came, "that those who believe in him may have life and have it more abundantly." What a precious thing it is that this life is offered to those who will put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say to you today, from my own experience with the Word of God and with Christian living, that this life that Jesus offers is not only abundant life, as it is called, but it is also an appealing life. Some of you will remember there was a cereal commercial featuring a little boy named Mikey, and he would say, "Try it, you'll like it." Well, my friends, I can say to you from the experience of myself and a multitude of others who have tried the Christian life that indeed it has a great appeal, and you will like it. Notice in the context of this passage that Jesus says this life is overseen by the good shepherd. Jesus was himself that shepherd of the sheep, as it were, and he is that for we who are Christians today. Now it is the shepherd's responsibility to provide two things for the sheep. One of them is provision. He is to see to it that they have green pastures. He is to see to it that they have cool water. He is to make sure they do not get into pastures where there are poisonous weeds or dangerous animals that might attack them. So the shepherd is to be the one who is the provider of what the sheep need. But not only does the good shepherd, the one who makes provision for the sheep, but he is the protector of the sheep as well. He guards them against the wild animals that lived in that day. He himself becomes the door into the sheepfold. If the animal's going to get in, he's got to pass right over the shepherd. And so the Lord Jesus becomes that to every believer. He becomes the one who has loved us with a great, great love. And he has provided this life for us as a free gift. And he provides then everything we need for godly living, and he protects us from the evil one. Now, not only is this appealing life overseen by the good shepherd, but it also overflows with good fruit. Notice he talks about the bearing of that fruit that we can have in our lives. "By me, if any man enters in, he will go in and out and find pasture," and so forth. This life is a productive life. Well, that's the reason for life. You plant an apple tree, you expect it to produce apples, or a peach tree, or you plant your garden, and you expect it to produce from the seed that you put into the ground. And so it is, my friends, that the life that Jesus gives us is a productive life. It provides for us peace and joy. It gives us power in our relationships. It makes us better husbands and wives. It makes us better children. It makes us better workers. It is a productive life that produces a measure of the life of even Jesus himself. So here is the appealing life offered by our Lord Jesus. It's overseen by the Good Shepherd to provide provision and protection. It overflows with good fruit. But now here is some good news. And here is why this Words of Life radio program has been on the air for so many years and has gone around the world. Because this appealing life that we receive offers this life to other people. The purpose of the church is that it might offer life to those who need it. The purpose of the Christian living as a light, as Jesus said we are to live, that it is that we can offer life abundant, eternal life, godly life to other people. And so the very purpose of this radio program is that to you may be some listening today who have never known about this one we call Jesus, the Son of God, the one who came from heaven, took upon himself the form of a man, and lived the perfect life, and died on a cross so that his sacrifice could pay for our sins. Oh, the joy of seeing one who receives this life. The Bible says, there is joy among the angels in heaven over even one soul that is saved by this abundant life of Jesus. Jesus told a story one time in the Gospel of Luke about a lost coin that a woman lost from a collection, and she found it. A shepherd who lost one of his sheep out of a flock of 100, and he found it. And a father who lost a son, and the son came back home. And in each of those stories, the finding of the coin, the recovery of the sheep, and the return of the son all ended in great joy. And so this appealing life we offer to you today, you can make contact with us here or with a good Bible-believing church where you live. You can open up your own Bible. You can read these passages, and you can learn to receive the abundant life. But this life is not only appealing, I would say to you, it is abundant or abounding. The word more abundant is very common in the Scriptures. This God we worship, this Lord Jesus, just delights in giving rich blessings of grace and love and mercy. This life comes to us in all of its fullness and joy. The availability never exceeds our capacity. However much we need, it is that much that God makes available and provides for us on a very daily basis. As we grow in faith, once we have become Christians and that faith grows, even more life is available to keep us filled and to give us joy and to give us that productive life that Jesus wants us to have. See, this abounding life, first of all, offers to us liberty. We're told, for freedom, Christ has set us free. We become free from guilt, from the bondage of sin, from the demands of the law that says we have to be perfect, and we all know we can't be perfect. And so we need God's grace, His forgiveness, His mercy. And then we are in that liberty, taken out from under what sin does to us and holding us in its grip, and we're brought out from under that terrible bondage. Oh, this abounding life that provides liberty, what a precious life it is. With that abounding life, there is the continuous supply of love. Not just the fact that God has loved us as He has so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, but then we would have a love for God that we never had before. We would have love for ourselves in the proper way, not selfishly or prideful, but in the proper way as God loves. And then we learn to love others. And Jesus said, even to love those who are our enemies. That's not very easy. Sometimes even for those of us who are Christians. But Jesus makes it possible with this new life that he gives us. This abounding life provides liberty and love, and then it provides a likeness to God. The Apostle Peter tells us that when we are saved, when we believe in Jesus and have committed ourselves to him with a profession of faith, having been buried with him in baptism, we are raised to walk a new life, and this new life is a life like Jesus lived, a life of holiness, of love, of care for others. Oh, it's mighty easy to get excited about what Jesus promises here in this appealing life, in this abundant life. One of the things we need in our day today is some security. We live in a day when the value of the dollar in America, or the euro in Europe, or the yen in Japan, or whatever it might be, the value of that seems to be decreasing. We're living in a day when jobs become scarce. We're living in a day when there is much terror and difficulty. What about this life? How will it stand the test of all of that? Ah, the good news is, this appealing, abounding life is an abiding life. Jesus promises eternal life, life everlasting. John 17 and verse 3 puts it this way, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Do you know God? Do you know the Lord Jesus? Oh, if you'll learn about him, you'll love him because he has so loved you. Do you not know if you have the life? Do you know if you have Jesus? Then that's the secret right there. If you don't have it, you can make a decision about that, a decision that involves your mind. You hear the truth that you're a sinner, that Jesus loves you, that he died for you. That truth goes to your heart and changes your will, and you become identified with him, as Paul says in Romans chapter 3, "As many as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death." And so this life does not die when we die physically. Death, physical death, is the opening of the door into the fullness of eternal life. Now, as we close this program, let me give you a warning about something. God has offered this life through the Lord Jesus. You find it in the Holy Word of God we call the Bible. And this is God's desire for every one of you, that you have faith in Jesus and come to salvation. But you need to know the devil's desire is just the opposite. God is for you. He wants your salvation, but the devil does not. So there are two votes. You can cast the deciding vote and decide life or death, Jesus or Satan. Satan seeks to keep us from knowing about and receiving this blessing. He has very deceptive methods that he uses, all kind of tricks. He has a defective message, a candy-coated arsenic, a candy-coated poison that comes in his message that sounds good, but it isn't. And then his motives are destructive. He does not want you to have life and joy. He wants you to have sadness. He wants you to be destroyed. He wants you not to have this which God offers you through the Lord Jesus. And so, my friend, we appeal to you today by words of life, by the abundant, appealing life, that abounding life, that abiding life that Jesus offers. May God bless you as you consider receiving this life or living it by faith.
Thank you.
I am sure that you have been blessed by hearing this sermon that is still true today. If we can help you with information about becoming a Christian, please contact us. If you would like to receive a CD of both parts of this program, please request 1929. That's CD 1929. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.